to tell us more about what has been going on for the last few days or few weeks as the talks started last month. I am joined here by Dr. Joseph Madok-Both, who is the Secretary General and the Chief Mediator to the Kenyan-led mediation for South Sudan Peace Talk. Good morning, Dr. Joseph, and thank you so much for coming on the show.
Good morning, Sunny Margin, and good morning to our listeners of Mirai Radio FM from Juba. Today, this Friday morning.
Okay. You are the chief negotiator of the UDRM, that is the United Democratic Revolutionary Movement, stroke army. First of all, what is the latest on the peace talk, and how are they progressing?
Thank you very much. This is a very important question. I would like to note that the peace talk generally continue to make some significant progress despite cautious optimism on agreement on key issues. That's the mediation also struggles with it. We are expecting them to very soon bring back to the plenary, to the opposition and the parties, to the process, the discussed key issues to these talks.
So what are the key issues you are talking about?
The key issues are as follows. The politics and governance in the country, the security in the country, the economic and social cohesion issues in the country, and the issue of justice and transitional justice, and finally, the issue of the permanent constitution in the country and the constitutional making processes. Those are the key critical issues that being prioritized as the agenda for the talks.
Okay, we understand that delegates reached some kind of agreement last week, and we also heard that they will be initialing this document maybe in the coming days. And this was brokered by the religious group from both the Muslim and the Christian. So tell us more about this document. Any update, as our listeners back in South Sudan would like to know from you?
This is a very important step in the peace talks process. 5 days ago, the religious leaders from the Muslim faith base and from the Christians and the eminent persons, most of them are some of them are professors and retired senior officials, requested the mediation headed by General retired Lazarus to give them an opportunity for South Sudanese to dialogue on issues of trust and confidence building. Primarily, this was a very important after hectic discussions on key issues to the talks. So that was convened for five consecutive days, including Saturdays and Sundays. And they were very touching issues. And both or all the parties, the government delegation, the opposition group, including the UDRM and SUNA, discussed honestly and frankly these trust and confidence issues and their bearing, the effect on the country's peace and stability. Those issues were discussed in 5 days. The issues, what are the issues of trust and confidence building? And solutions were also identified and measures to be taken to address these issues because they impact the overall situation in the country.
Yes.
Agreement was reached.
Okay. Now, according to retired Bishop Enoch Tombe from the South Sudan Council of Churches and also a member of RGMEC, he says that 12 points have been agreed upon, and as you speak right now, maybe some of your group are meeting and discussing some of these issues. One of them is peace spoilers. He talked about the peace spoilers. There are people back in South Sudan who don't want peace. He also talked about the issue of trust deficit. He talked about the issue of the distance or the gap between action and words. So how significant is this kind of agreement by the parties to a sustainable peace in South Sudan?
As I said earlier, it was a very important South Sudanese interaction on this trust and confidence building. We finally arrived indeed in a matrix where issues were identified, and the issues you just mentioned, the leadership crisis was also identified as an issue of trust and confidence building. And the list goes on, as you said, up to the tough issues. Issues of to do with land management or land governance, which is a big topic across South Sudan, and many other issues. Those ones were reached and solutions were proposed, and we were in the point of initialing that particular document. And unfortunately, it was not initialed.
What happened?
Indeed, what happened was more or less administrative procedures where the opposition raised the view that we have other critical issues to these talks, which is the governance and politics and security. Those ones have not yet been initialed and have not finally been approved because they have been handed over to the secretariats to harmonize the document and bring them back to the plenary for approval. So we said, what should be prioritized is those issues, and then we come to trust and confidence building. It's good that we have agreed on it. We thanked the Bishop Enoch, who is heading the group, that we have no problem, but let's focus on the first issues to be brought back, and we expect that to be happening by Monday.
Yes, as a chief negotiator from the United Democratic Revolutionary Movement, what are your concerns and demand which you have so far raised as a group?
To us, and the same with other opposition groups, because we are a member of SOMA, and we are not differing in terms of, because we work together here as opposition to facilitate talks. We agreed on issues. We bring our different concerns and demands as independent movements, and we harmonize them, put them as one position. Our demands is fixing the current politics in the country, fixing the governance. This is one of our prime things. If the politics is not fixed, then you won't have a good governance. Mm-hmm. That's our first concern, that the country currently is having this issue of politics and governance. We also have the issue of management of natural resources, and also how do we manage foreign contribution or foreign aid, which goes to the bigger part of the country to address the issues. And also we raise the concern of social cohesion. The country is now ailing, is in a terrible situation in terms of communities being fitted against each other because of the politics. And then we have the security, we have the justice, and so on, as you already said. These are our concerns, and we demand that they should be fixed.
But Dr. Joseph, what you are saying here are already in the agreement. If you go chapter by chapter in the 2018 Revitalized Peace Agreement, all what you are mentioning are all there. How different is what you are raising here in Nairobi from what is being implemented in the RRCs?
Yes, what you are saying is true, and I concur with that. The issues in our country are no different. As if you go back even to our liberation struggle in 1983, these same issues remain the same, the issue of politics and governance in Sudan. Mm-hmm. We were not happy with that, and that's why we had the liberation movement in 1983. Again, now that there are so many agreements that has been signed, the issue of honoring agreements, committing to the promises you have made to the people that have signed an agreement, lack of implementation is the issue. So to us, this forum, this opportunity, provided by the Kenyan high-level mediation is to focus on ensuring that commitments are adhered to, commitments are implemented.
Yes, we don't have much time because we have to go for the news in our studio, but I want to raise this concern. People listening to us in South Sudan, they will be saying, some of you who are here in Nairobi are only looking for a post in Juba. You just want to fight for your position. The moment you get, you keep quiet. What is your take on this?
They need solution. And it is their right to say their opinion, but to UDRM and to other leaders that I have interacted with them, they are serious that they wanted to bring a solution to this crisis we have in the country. We need a commitment to implementing agreements so that the country have the security, the politics becomes stable, and there will be a democratic exercise of that. That goes to our social cohesion. That goes to our economic prosperity. If a country is having difficulties providing food on the table for the people, that's challenging.
And finally, what should the people of South Sudan expect after this process?
The expectations that they should expect is a peace deal, a peace agreement that will be honored and would be respected. And I trust that the President of the Republic, General Salva Kiir Mayardit, and his counterpart, Dr. Ruto, commitment to ensure that this process will be implemented. Our people should hold into that, and should be holding them accountable for the words that this time around we are going to implement this agreement.
Yes, that is the final question I wanted to find out from you, because also many South Sudanese are very skeptical that whatever will be agreed here will not be implemented, because this is not the first agreement we are talking about.
It's true that people are frustrated. As I said, people are hopeless, and they cannot guarantee and trust anybody. Mm-hmm. But let us hope that we have a new dispensation, we have a new development. This is Kenya this time around. Before, it was Uganda who was a guarantor, where we have experienced the situation. Mm-hmm. So let us hope that the Kenyan government will ensure that it live up to its promises.
So how soon can they keep hoping? Is there any deal nearby, or we have to wait and see a protracted negotiation in Nairobi?
We have discussed the critical issues, and what is going on now is going to be the final stages of going to the assenting and agreeing to the issues, finally getting them into a protocol draft to be initialed, and then we will go to the implementation modalities. I suspect this should be the process, and then move on to the implementation stage.
Yes, Dr. Joseph Madak Boss, the chief negotiator of the United Democratic Revolutionary Movement and the Stroke Army. Thank you so much for your time. We have to close.
I would love to maybe say a very final word.
Briefly, in 30 seconds, because the news is up.
Yes, the leaders of South Sudan and the leaders of the Tumaini Initiative should ensure that this is not a personalized initiative to bring in a particular individual. They should ensure that it become inclusive and transparent for it to achieve its goal. Thank you.
Thank you very much. And Morolo Kumbu, that's it we have for you here. And we'll continue to monitor and update our listeners as the day goes by. Today, there is no plenary. But like I said, they are for caucuses meeting, reviewing this document. That will be initial, possibly next week.